You're listening to Sounds Good. It's your midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross, and I'm joined this morning by Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library. How are you, Sandy?
Well, I'm out of breath. That happens when you rush across campus, but it's a beautiful day, so but I made it.
It is a spring-like day.
It is a spring-like day, and I made it on time, so I pride myself on that.
You absolutely did.
And I'm not huffing and puffing or anything, and you're not calling an emergency vehicle.
Well,
okay.
The way you talk, you'd be huffing and puffing because there's so much going on at the library, too.
There is. I'm in the process of updating the web calendar, and that's on my list of to-dos this afternoon after I visit with our friends at Hickory Woods. And first up is the Dr. Seuss birthday celebration that is coming up on Wednesday. And yes, we are aware that it is not his birthday officially on February 28th, but we help get everything for the community kicked off with a fun event celebrating all things Seuss. And we're excited about this event, particularly because, you know, every year, and you've helped out with it. You've come and you know, every year I try to get awesome readers like you and Matt. And this year we have Readers Theater by the MSU Literacy Honor Society.
Ooh, that sounds
and they're
very
gonna
nice.
They're going to dress up as characters, and Dr. Christina Grant's students always do a great job, and we're excited about that. Also, another fun read part of it is going to be with Michael, Jacqueline, and Meg Robinson.
Mm-hmm.
Michael has titled them the Von Trapp Family Readers now. Michael and Meg helped out with a special Christmas event, and I thought when we were looking for special readers, I thought how cool would that be to have Michael and Meg, and of course Jacqueline is an awesome teacher, and so we just put that family together, so that's going to be there. And then Janice Thomason, Sam Fuller, and Desiree Fuller are their Zumba instructors here in the community, and they have put together at least three musical pieces for dance and exercise fun the event. And then there are books and there's refreshments and all sorts of other fun things coming up. That's actually tomorrow. Can you believe it?
Wednesday is tomorrow. Don't you hate it when that happens?
It is tomorrow from 4 to 5. It's for preschoolers through second grade and accompanied by an adult. It's free. Registration starts at 3:30. You can come in and it's just going to be a fun afternoon.
And is Dr. Seuss's actual birthday, is it March 3rd?
March 2nd.
March 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And that is the official Read Across America Day. And there are lots of activities that are going on in the local schools and area libraries and things that are coming this week. And actually, we have a special video that we're going to be posting that Governor Matt Bevin did for the Read Across America Day. So we're looking forward to all of those events. And if you can't make this celebration tomorrow, you can always come to the Callaway County Public Library with your favorite little reader and sit over in the children's area and find lots and lots of awesome books.
Do kids still discover Dr. Seuss like they did when I was younger?
Yes, and they're still coming out with new things. They'll take, there's one new one that just came out, and it's about the animals, and and I wish I could remember the title, but it escapes me, but they took different illustrations from his books and the different animals, and so kids learn about real animals and then the fantastical animals in his books. Another special thing that is coming up is on Sunday. It is part two of the third annual Murray State University Department of History Spring Lecture Series. And Dr. James Humphreys will be presenting Andrew Jackson, Native American Removal and the Trail of Tears. So that happens at 2 p.m. in the Callaway County Public Library meeting room.
You've had so many knowledgeable speakers to speak on those Sundays. Are they well attended?
Yes, and people enjoy. And of course, it's always contingent on is it something that you want to learn more about? And of course, this is a really interesting topic, and a lot of people want to learn about it. So it is free, and you're welcome to attend. Anyone in the community is welcome to attend. And we are happy to be partnering with Murray State University Department of History for this lecture series. It's the third year we've done it.
What else are you excited about?
The Zumbathon that is coming up. The Friends of the Callaway County Public Library will be sponsoring a Zumbathon. You can come. Even if you've never done Zumba before, there's a place for you.
Is that on the floor panning?
The event is going to be held on Sunday, March 18th from 2 to 3:30, and it's the area Zumba instructors, and they're donating their time and expertise, and you can join in. There's no fee to participate, but however, it is a fundraiser. If people want to donate money, the Friends of the Library will happily accept it, and they use those funds to support programming at the library.
Well, that's neat. That's going to be very popular.
I hope so. We do the Zumba Gold class, and it's one of the best attended things that we have at the library. People love it. Love it. Of course, I like the Zumba Gold because that's just a little bit easier. Not much, but it's a little bit easier. It's a little bit easier. And then we have other things that are coming up. The book clubs that we have, homework club. We're going to be doing a kite making workshop with Heidi Yamamoto from Murray State University's Japanese Outreach Initiative. There's going to be a summer camp night where folks can come in and find out all the information about summer camps and activities that will be provided in the community.
Yeah, there's so many of them here.
And there are. And so isn't it nice, Nicole Han Bryant and Janine Winters and I put this together, and they really do all the work. I just kind of help, you know, put the tables out and things. But it was their idea to have everyone there so that parents could come in, one-stop shopping, so to speak, and they could find out everything that was coming up in the summer.
Well, as it heats up, you guys just keep getting busier.
We do. So the calendar will be updated hopefully later this evening or tomorrow, and you'll see all those things. And actually, we already have the summer reading things booked. We have performers and activities ready to put up. So
is registration for that anywhere close? Or
no, it will come after spring break, so it'll be mid-April. And then we've got author events that are coming up, and I'm working on school visits with a particular author, and then I have another one in the works who we have our fingers crossed that she'll get to visit with us. So there's always something great going on at the Callaway County Public Library.
There absolutely is. Thanks for coming up and braving the parking to tell us about it today,
Thank
Sandy.
Thank you.
Sandy Lynn from the Callaway County Public Library.